Unit 5, Lesson 4, Doing Business Around the World. People from different cultures have different ways of doing things. For example, in some parts of the world, people read the date 2/1/2005 as the 2nd of January in 2005. They put the day before the month. In other parts of the world, people read this date as February 1, 2005. They put the month before the day. A simple gesture can also have a different meaning from one culture to another. The thumbs up sign means excellent in the United States, but it's an insult in parts of Africa. Moving the head up and down means yes in Europe and the United States. However, in Greece and Turkey, it means no. To point a finger at someone is okay in Canada, but it's rude in Japan. For business people, differences like this can cause serious misunderstandings. These misunderstandings can destroy business relationships. To avoid this, many business people attend classes to learn about other cultures. They study the customs of other countries. Here are a few things they learn. Greeting clients correctly is important in the business world. However, customs for greeting people vary from one culture to another. North American men and women often shake hands when they meet. In Japan, people often bow. People from Thailand put their hands together as if praying and then bow the head. In some Arab countries, men don't shake hands with women from outside the family. Entertaining is important in the business world. It's often necessary to invite a client to lunch or dinner. However, customs about eating also vary from culture to culture. Some people don't eat meat. Others don't drink alcohol. In the West, people eat with knives and forks. In the East, they eat with chopsticks. In some cultures, it's okay to discuss business while eating. In other cultures, talking about business during a meal is rude. Business people need to know about these differences. Sometimes, business people visit the homes of their clients. In most countries, it's the custom to take a small gift. But what do you take? Again, the customs vary. For example, in England, giving a knife is bad luck. In some countries, it's rude to give white flowers or a watch or clock. Another difficulty is how much money to spend on a gift. If you spend only a little money, you might appear stingy. If you spend too much, the gift might look like a bribe. In Malaysia and many other countries, there are laws against bribery. Doing business with people from different cultures is both fascinating and challenging. Many business people try to learn about other cultures. They do their best to avoid cultural misunderstandings.